Okay. We are up to, we'll go back to Ayin Beis and Beis, where the Gemara starts off, Itmar, Eid Zomim. If you have an Eid Zomim, Abaye Amar Limafreya Hu Nifsal. Abaye says he is Nifsal Limafreya. What does that mean? That means if the guy gives, two Eidim give testimony on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that, whatever, Reuven Oshem with $100. And then Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they are found to be Zomim, says Abaye, the Eid Zomim goes back to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They're considered liars and Rishayim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Any testimony they've given till Rosh Chodesh Iyar is all no good. So l'mat freya hu nifsal. It's all retroactively no good. That's Abaye. Rava Amar mikan lahaba hu nifsal. Rava says there it mikan lahaba. It's a future thing. So when we're starting from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, any testimony they now want to come and give, Bezdin will not accept it. They are Rishayim. What about stuff they gave between Nisan and Iyar? It's all good. I'm on Amud Beis, I'm in Beis. But I went back, because there's a lot to say over here. Abaye Amar, Lamafreyahu Nifsal. It's retroactive. Why? Mehu Shaita Diz Havelei Rasha. The minute they gave that testimony, they were Rishayim. It became revealed in Iyar. We only know about it in Iyar, because only these two of them came and said, Himanu Ha'ithem. You were with us somewhere else. But the rishus, the sheker starts Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Torah Amar al tash it's Rasha eight. Don't let the Rasha be an eight. Rava Amar Rava says no. Mikan lahabahu nifsal. It's a future. Mikan lahabah. Starting from right now. Right now Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Why? Eight zomim chiddushu. Eight zomim is a chiddush. Dahad treyu treyninu. It's two against two. Two edim come and say Reuven Oshim at $100. Two Edom now come and say, you were with us in Chicago, how can you give that testimony? Two against two. Why do we believe one set over another set? Ma'echaz is Tzayis Lahani, Tzayis Lahani. Why are you believing one over the other? If two Edom come and said, Reuven killed Shimon, and then two Edom come and said, no, Levi killed Shimon, what would happen to either set? We don't believe either set. Why? That's called Hachasha. Right, this set says this, that set says that. We don't know who to believe. We don't believe anybody. When it comes to Adam Zalman, we automatically believe the second pair. Why? Is there any reason for that? Is there any reason to believe the second pair by Adam Zalman over the first pair? The Pashtas is no reason. The Gemara says, Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. My Tzayis Lahani, Tzayis Lahani. Hilkach, therefore, Ein Lecha Bo Ela Mishas Chiddush V'Eilech. We only have a Chiddush and on. That's what we have. So we're not going to go backwards. Ikadi Amri, others say no. Rava Namik Abayis, really. Rava also agrees with Abaye. That what? That we go backwards. He agrees in theory. But, the Amal of Mafrehu Nifsal. But Verhainu Hachatayim of the Rava. You know what Rava's problem is? Mishum Pseidu Delukuchos. What that means, imagine if these two Edom give testimony Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then they're found to be Zom and Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Rava says, really, I would say the Rishayim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But you know what's going to happen? Anything that went on in the whole month of Nisan, and these two Edom were testifying, all has to be undone. That all has to be undone. That's a crazy society. Right? Mishum said to the Lekuchos. Guy's going to purchase something, two Edom. Now the purchase is undone. Can't have a society like that. Therefore, he would agree in theory. In theory, I would agree. But for the benefit of society, Mishum said to the Lekuchos, I can't agree with that. And therefore, I'm going to say it's Mikan Lahaba. Okay? My benaihu, what's the difference whether or not you hold it's because of, what's the difference? What reason you hold? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, here's the following differences. Das hidu beitre lechad, vitre lechad. Two Edim come and pick on one aid, and then two Edim come and pick on another aid. So then everybody would agree, right? Two Edim say, you were with us, and another two Edim say, you were with us. Right? Two Edim pick on one of the pair, and another two Edim pick on another one of the pair. What do you have? Two against one. Two against one, we always believe the two. Right? So then everybody would agree they're a Rasha. I don't need a Chiddush for that. Right? You hear that case? Ask Tosfos, how could the Gemara say such a thing? We know, there's a din, that Trey Kameya. How could two Edim are pointing out on one aid that you are with us? Wait a minute. He's part of a cot. Right? It's part of a kat. How could they say only one of you is with the other one? We don't know. They're a kat, trei kameya. Two are picking on one. There's no such thing. Right? You have a Tosfos question? So Tosfos answers no. These two Edom are not really a kat. It's that famous case we have in Makos where two people, one guy's looking out of one window, one guy's looking out of another window, then they're looking at each other. So they didn't come to Bezin as a kat. Happens to me, they're giving testimony in the same Isa. That's true, and they're allowed to do that, but they're not a kat. So therefore,
once Bezin accepts the testimony of the two separate Edom,
they become a kat. Do they become a kat for this purpose? I don't know about that. No. Like I would say, maybe not. So that would be the chiddush. Right. The giving testimony, Reuven killed Shimon. You came together? No, we didn't come together. I saw it over there. He goes, I saw it over there. We're coming together. Inami or, the paslinhu begazlinusa. They didn't passle these Edom, the second set, passled the first set by saying, very simple, the first set, a bunch of gazlanim. Nothing to do with Imanu Hayisem, nothing to do with Levi killing Shimon as opposed to Reuven killing Shimon, nothing to do with that. We saw these guys at the horse track. These guys spend all day long at the racetrack. All they do is gamble. All they do is pickpocket people. That's all they do. That's a different thing. You don't need a chiddush for that. Right? You're not allowed to be, if you're a gazlan, you're not allowed to be an aid. It's very simple. I don't need a chiddush for that. Lach, l'shadam marta mishum chiddush. According to the version that said, a Rava said, it's a chiddush. Leka lach, l'shadam marta mishum tzedah de l'kuchos. They wouldn't agree with that reason about the l'kuchos. Nothing to do with that. Why? They're gazlanim. Leka. Then it would not be a chiddush. But lahach lishna damarta mishum tedu de lekuchos ikka. That you still have. You still have that problem. No one knew these guys spend all day pickpocketing people. No one knew that. So all the time they're giving testimony on all sorts of events. That all's going to get undone. He would agree with that as well. Now, how do we end off? Amar v'yirmi amidifti avid rav papa of the kavase de rava rav papa paskin like rava. Rav Ashi Amar Hilchasa Kavase Da Abaya, the Lachas Agabaya, for Hilchasa Kavase Da Abaya B'Yal Kagam, and we pass him like Abaya in Yal Kagam. This is one of the six Yal Kagams. Okay. Now, if you look, there's a little circle in front of the base of Bial, which leads us to the Gilyan Hashas, and the Gilyan Hashas says Ayin Magen Avram Simen Shin Mem Sif Katan Tesvav. What's that about? So I looked it up. I was like, can't believe what I'm reading. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says as follows. Says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. One of the Lamatas Malachas is called Ma'amer. You're not a bundle. You're not a pile of bundles of stuff. Right? Amar Rava, says Rava, Haiman dekanef milcha mimilchasa. If you go gather salt from the salt basin, you gather salt from the salt basin, chayiv mishum ma'amer. That's also ma'amer. You chayiv. Abaya says, Ein imur ela b'gedulei karka. You only have imur if it's gedulei karka. Salt doesn't grow from the ground; it grows on the ground. So there's no such thing as ma'amer if it's salt. Rava says there is, and Abaye says there isn't. Right? Now, says the mechaber in Simon Shin Mem Sif Cotton Sif Tess. Aser lekabet melach mi misreifos hamelach. You're not allowed to gather salt from the salt basins. Why not? Shedome lema'amer. Because like ma'amer. Who does the mechaber paskin like? Doesn't paskin like Rava. Because Rava says, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. It's a daraisa. You're not allowed to, right?
He thinks it's a darabanan.
That's who? That's like a bayah. Abaye said, "Ein imur elam b'gedulei karka." So maybe midrabanan it's doma. You're not allowed to midrabanan.
He's saying it's doma.
Right. That's exactly what Abaye said.
That's not his.
What?
Similar.
It's similar. Right. Is it ma'amar daraisa? No. Abaye said, "There's no ma'amar daraisa unless it goes from the ground. Salt doesn't grow from the ground. It's not ma'amar daraisa. What is it? It's doma dom ma'amar. It looks like ma'amar. Midrabanan will asser it. We don't want people to think, oh, that, yeah, that, not. The whole thing's all asser. It's exactly like Abaye shita." Right? Shadomalan, Vachain Asa Lakabit's called Dover Makam Gedula. Fine. Hakadim Machab Pasan Gabaya. Right? Pasan Gabaya here. So the cheap answer is change the gear to there from Rava to Rava. It's not one of the Yatza Gam, because that's the Baya arguing on Rav, it's not arguing on Rav. But the Gemara does say Rav. Says the Magen Avram, listen to this. Says the Magen Avram. Avol Imur Leka. Imur? No Imur. Why? She'ein Imur Ela B'Gedulei Karka. In order for there to be real Imur, it has to go from the ground. Said Abaya, doesn't go from the ground. Umash Katsav Ha'olaf Shabbos. And that which the Olaf Shabbos said. Lama Pasak Abaya L'Gabe Rava. How could you pass it like Abaya instead of Rava? Barash Garat Rabba. Rush, first of all, said it's Rabba. V'chein Iker. It also has to be Rabba. Can't be Rava even. Why not? The Harava Gufa Ka'amar Daf Ayin Hey Ain Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka. Because Rav is going to say later on that Disha also has to be something that grows from the ground. V'chein Pasakav Asay, and we pass on Rav over there, and the Heichi Tesi L'Chalek Ben Disha L'Imer. Why are we splitting that up? So it must be that it's not Rav. Right? Fine. The Kuli Alfinim and Mishkan, fine. Umashaka Safa Ola Shabbos. Dehu Echad Misimani Halachos. That which the Ola Shabbos said, that the Ayin of Ya'al Kagan stands for Imur. You hear this? That which he said that, Ayin Baba Kama Daf Ayin Gimel. Go look at Baba Kama Daf Ayin Gimel. If it's true, and the Machzor Shekel fleshes it out, the Ola Shmuel Ratzalomer Kav Atzma Hanal Lama Pasak Abaya. The Ola Shmuel scratched his head and said, how could the Mechaber Paskin like Abaya? It must be, V'tzarech Lomar, the Lazeh, Ulazeh Tirit, the Imur Havit Simani Hanal. That Imur must be one of the Simanim. Ratzalomer, the Kaimalan Biyal Kagam Halacha Kabaya, Neged Rava, V'svirule, the Ayin Miyal Kagam, that the Ayin of Yal Kagam, Remez L'Imur. Must be the Ayin's Imur. The Alzeh Kasev Magen Avram. But wait a minute. Ayin Baba Kama. Ratzalomar. Desham Muchach to Ayin Yalkan Avram was Le'ed Zomim. It has to be the Eid Zomim. Doesn't it? Right? How could it not be Eid Zomim? We have a whole Gemara over here about Eid Zomim. Back and forth. Rav Papa said he held like Rava. Rav Ashi said Hilchas HaKavaya. Hilchas HaKavaya B'Yalkan Gam. How could the Ayin be Imur? How could that be? Right. That the Romans Eid Zomim, the Pligi Shem Baba Kama, Bayev Ravi Nifsalam Afreya, Ayin Sham. How could it be? Right? I don't know, what was the Ola Shabbos thinking? Right? It's like early, he must be early from the Magen Avraham. Right? Early Achron. So, there is a theory out there, there is a Manda Amr out there, that the Ayin stands for Imur on Shabbos. I think that was wild. No? How does he learn his Gemara? The flow is obviously that we hold like Abaya. By the Ayin, what else could this be? Right? It never says, it doesn't say, V'ilchas HaKavasei Abaya Be'ed Zomei L'mafreya. That's not what it says. It doesn't say that. It's just, V'ilchas HaKavasei Abaya V'al Kagam. So it says, what's the Gideon Hashas telling me to look in the Magen Avraham for? Like, why did he do that? Just to let you know that there's someone out there who holds, right? Fascinating. I thought that was fascinating. Okay, now, is there any way we could explain the machlokas over here exactly why does Abaya hold that we go l'mafreya? Could we give any reason, is there a possibility to give any reason why we believe the second set over the first set? Why do we believe the second set over the first set? Is there any reason why we should believe the second set over the first set? The Gemara really thought to itself that there's no reason. Right? Chiddush who? It's a chiddush. Why do we believe one set over the other set? Abaya didn't hold like that. That was Rava. Rava said that. Abaya said we go backwards. Is there any reason why we go backwards? So, the Lechem Mishnah says as follows. It's based on a Ramban. It's based on a Tor. Listen to this. The Ramban says very cryptically, in Chumash, the Ramban says, the reason why we believe the second set over the first set, the Hatam, Mipnei She'edius Hazu, He Al Gufam Shel Edim. This Edus is on the Guf of the Edim. We don't care what you're talking about. If you were talking about Reuven and Shimon, Yitzchak and Zvulun, we have no idea what you're talking about. We're not interested. Ve'heim Einam Ne'enonim, Al Atzmam Lomer Lo Asinu Kach, Shur Yechol Halalu Lomer Leiv Shehargu Es HaNefesh O Shechilu Es HaShabbos. What does that mean? What do those words mean? Explains the Lechem Mishnah. When it comes to two Edim come and say Reuven kills Shimon. another two Edom come and say, no, Levi killed Shimon. Or, Reuben did not kill Shimon. Shimon's walking around. We have any way to believe one said over the other? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We don't know who to believe. Therefore, what do? It's a machlokas about that in Baba Basra. Status quo, doesn't, nothing changes. Right? Neither, can, the whole shayla there in the Baba Basra is, can either of these two Edom give testimony somewhere else? That's a big shayla. It's a machlokas in the Gemara there in Baba Basra. Now that I said, two Edom come and say, Reuben killed Shimon. The other two Edom come and say, not true, Shimon's walking around. Go to Chicago, you'll see him. Right? Can these two Edom now give testimony? Can either of them give testimony? That's a machlokas. When it comes to Eid Zalman, we automatically believe the second pair. Why? It says Lecha Mishnah, because the second pair, they're not testifying about the Etzem Eidus of the first pair. They have no idea who Reuven is, they have no idea who Shimon is, they couldn't care less. All they're saying is, you with us and somewhere else. That's saying, in essence, you are Eidei Sheker. You're Eidei Sheker. You're a bunch of liars. What's the difference between saying you're Eidei Sheker or saying Gaz Lanusa? You're a bunch of Ganavim. If they say it's the first pair, two Eidim come and say Reuben killed Shimon. Another two Eidim come and say these two first pair have a bunch of Machal HaShabbos. The Machal HaShabbos. What happens?
That doesn't say that their testimony is wrong.
We don't care if it's wrong. What if you say they're Machal HaShabbos? We believe the second pair. Why? Second pair, because the first pair, the reason is because the first pair has no way to defend themselves. The only way they can defend themselves is to bring another pair. To say it's not true about the Chil Shabbos. It's not, right? If someone says, Inami Pasuva de Gaz Lanusa, what does the first pair have to say back to that? You can't defend yourself. In the Torah, you can't defend yourself like that. The only way to defend yourself is to bring two more Edom. You don't bring those two Edom, you puzzle. Why you puzzle? You're a Gazlan. You apostle, you're a Machal Shabbos. You apostle because you're a Imon Hizem. It's just another reason to apostle an Eid. You hear this unbelievable Kiddush in Eid Zomim? It has nothing to do with believing the second pair over the first pair. Yeah, we'll believe in the second pair because you basically said you're Eid Shekhar. Why? Imon Hizem. Do we know anything about this testimony? We don't know. We don't care. Of course we don't know. We don't know who we're going to show from a hole in the wall. Nothing to do with them. Has to do with the Eidim. What's wrong with the Edom? The Edom are no good. Why are they no good? They're Edei Sheker. Why are they Edei Sheker? Imanu Ha'isim. They believe the second pair. Says the Lecha Mishnah, according to Abai, it's not a Chiddush at all. It's not a Chiddush at all. Now Rav Abba didn't hold from this. But we don't hold like Rav this time. Right? We hold like Abaya. At least according to everybody except for the Ola Shabbos. We hold like Abaya. So that's a Hezver. Why will believe the second pair? I thought that was brilliant. And then they have tirades on this explanation. There's a big tomb over here. It says, bottom line is, I didn't understand what the taina was. There's a whole half a page over here, what the taina is on this explanation. I thought it was a brilliant explanation. It always bothered me why we believe the second pair over the first pair. Right? The answer is, how is this different than saying the first Eidah are Machal Shabbos? No different. So say Machal Shabbos, say the Apostle Eidahs. Why? They're liars. Right? Therefore, says the Lecha Mishnah, that's why Abaya didn't hold it. It's a Chiddush in some very abstract way. It's not really a Chiddush. Rava would agree that if you say they're Gazlanim, that this is no good, Malafreya, why? Not a Chiddush. So too over here, it's not a Chiddush. Okay, next. Tanan. Our Mishnah said, Gonav al Pishnayim, if two people said you stole, and then the same two said, not only that, you also were tavach u'macharit, v'nimtzu zomimim, and you found out to be, I'm on Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph, like right at two dots, like 10 lines down, v'nimtzu zomimim, and then you found to be zomimim, m'shalman et hakol, you pay everything. My love, doesn't that mean, since the Mishnah had to break it up like that, doesn't that mean, she'idu al hagneva, first, Reuven and Shimon testified that somebody stole an animal. That was on Sunday. Then on Monday they came and testified that what? That Reuven shechted the animal. V'huzmu al gneva. Then there's zomim on the gneva. V'chazar v'huzmu al tvicha. Then there's zomim on the tvicha later on. So Sunday they say Reuven stole. Monday they say Reuven shechted. Tuesday there's zomim on the gneva. Wednesday there's zomim on the tvicha. On the shechita. Now wait a minute. V'i solka daitach lemafreya hu niftal. If you're telling me that we go l'mafreya, like Abaya, then Hani, these Edim, given the istamuluhu agneva, once there's zoning on the Gneva, once there's zoning on the Gneva on Tuesday, it turns out that what they gave testimony on Sunday is nothing. Right? Igloi milsa l'mafreya, tichyasadra tvicha, basunin havi. Then how can they give testimony on Monday? That he studied shechted it. How can they give testimony on Monday? They already found out to be liars. We don't believe a word they say. How could that be? What? What do you mean? Sunday they gave testimony, Reuven stole. Monday he shechted. Tuesday, there's zomim, and what is the Mishnah Paskin? They pay everything. Tuesday now, there's zomim on the Gneva, and Wednesday there's zomim on the Tzvicha. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Once there's zomim on Tuesday, their testimony about the Tzvicha is out the window. Why? Because we go on Afreya. So it turns out that on Sunday, no, but the Mishnah said that they have to pay Dal V'Hei. What are they paying Dal V'Hei for? They were found out to be liars on Sunday. Their testimony about the Tzvicha is not testimony. Why? Because they're Rishayim already. Says the Gemara, Hacha Mayaskinan. Oh, so Amay Mishayim on Tzvicha. Why are they paying on the Tzvicha? Amru Hacha Mayaskinan. You know what we're talking about over here? Yon Shehuzma al Tzvicha Tchila. So they were first found out to be Edim Zomimim on the Tzvicha first. That happened on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, they were found out to be Edom on the Gneva. Says the Gemara, so what? Army, so what? Ki adari, fine, good. So don't stop the clock on, wait till the whole story is over here. So ki adari, mitazmi agneva, whenever they're going to be zom on the Gneva, whenever that is, could be next month, it could be next year, whenever that is, igloi milsa, it reveals itself retroactively, techias hadu atzvicha pasulun havi. The bottom line is, whenever that happens, their testimony on the tzvicha was not testimony. Amai mishalam on tzvicha. Why are they paying on the tzvicha? The hilchasa, the answer is, very unusual lashon, the hilchasa, to give an answer. The answer is, the Tosafot Shan says there are two other places in Shas where the Gemara does this. The hilchasa, I'll give you the answer, with lashon of the hilchasa. One actually was on Daf Yud Beis, of this Masechta. The other one's in Erechim. The hilchasa, the halacha is, she'idu b'vaz achaz v'huzmu. It all happened at one shot. So if it all happened at one shot, the question begs itself. So why does the Mishnah have to say it as if it seeming to imply it happened at in two stages? But couldn't happen in two stages, otherwise the Edim would not have to pay for the Tzvicha. Okay? Now, it's a quarter to already. Okay. Leima Kitanoi. Let's say that maybe we could say that Abaya and Rava's machlokes about Eid Zomim Mikan Haba Olam Afreya is really a machlokes Tanoi. Okay? Hayushnayim Eidin Oso Shagonav. Two Edim come and say that somebody robbed. Vehein me'idin oso shetavach, and they also give the same edim. Rashi says the same edim. The same edim also give testimony that he also shechted. Okay, v'huzmu al hagneva. Then there's zomim on the gneva. Only on the gneva there's zomim. Says the Tanakama, edus shebatla miksasa batla kula. Edus that's partially batal is all batal. I spent a year on that concept. Therefore, says the Tanakhama, they're not going to pay anything. Because their edus regarding the gneva's out the window, who's them on that, then what are they saying testimony about a tzvicha? It's in a vacuum, it's bottle, yeah?
They don't call them for this guy to lose X amount of money.
Well, right.
So then that's their punishment, to lose X amount of money. Why are you putting the pressure on
that? Oh, so they're going to pay Kefel for that lie. They're going
to
pay Kefel for that. Because that's the halacha. That's the halacha. That's exactly what we're saying. That's the halacha. So therefore, but they weren't zomim on the tzvicha. They weren't zomim on that. Nobody was zomim on that.
You have to assume once we're zomim, the person was zomim.
The problem is you can't, what kind of assumptions? You can't pay tzvicha if you're not first paying gneva. The stage one is gneva, and then stage two is tzvicha. Right? You can't skip, the only zomim on stage one. Said the Tanakhama, Eri Shabbat Lamakas Abat Lakula. Okay? Where are we up to? Now, who's mu'al ha-tvicha? If they're also zoom on the tvicha, then you know what? Who mashayim tashlumei kefel? I'm sorry. If they're only zoom on the tvicha, who's mu'al ha-tvicha? They're only zoom on the tvicha. Then what happens now? Who Mashad the Shumi Kefel? The Ganav pays Kefel. Why? Because two Adim come and said that somebody stole. Reuven stole. So Reuven pays Kefel now, who's a thief. The Adim also said that Reuven shechted it. On that part, they were found to be Zomim. So for that, the Adim Zomim, they have to pay. How much do they pay? They pay 3, which is a total of 5. The Ganav pays 2, and they pay 3. That's what they, that part's the easy one. That's easy. Now, Amar Reb Yossi, says Reb Yossi, the rest is going to say a statement, which is not going to make any sense. The Med Devar Mamurim, when is all that true? B'shtei Eduyos. Two Eduyos. Two Eduyos. What does that mean? The Gemara will ask. Avol Eduz Achas, but with one Ed, Eduz Shabbat L'Matzasa Bat L'Kula. Then I agree, Eduz Shabbat L'Matzasa Bat L'Kula. My shtei Eduyos, my Eduz Achas. What does that mean? What does that mean? Ilema. If it means b'shtei Eduyos Mamish, if it means two testimonies, and b'shtei Kitos means b'shtei Kitos, and b'edus achas, I'm sorry, b'shtei Kitos, two sets. In other words, set number one said he stole, set number two said he shechted. Is that what it means? And b'edus achas is b'kat achas b'zeachar zeh, and one edus means one set, giving testimony zeachar zeh. Is that what it means? From Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, "Be'edus achas, if it's one pair of edim, means b'kat achas, one pair, b'ze achar ze." And what happened? They just gave testimony at different hours, different days. Ki misadi agneva. So when they testify about the gneva, v'hadar misadi atzvicha, then they testify the next day on the tzvicha, one pair of edim. Ki misdami atzvicha, and then they're found to be zomim on the tzvicha. Edus shabat l'maksas about l'kula, fine. V'estami luhu agneva, and we're also going to passel the gneva. Mehecha tezihach. How do you know that? Where do you get that from? What is he saying, Rav Yossi? If he's saying this, what he's saying is two edim come and say Reuven stole. Another two edim come, the same two edim tomorrow come and say Reuven shechted it. Then they're found to be zomim on the shechita. If what Rabbi Yossi is saying is one pair, one's the same pair, then they're also zom on the gneva. Why? Where do you know that rule from? Who said that? Right? Therefore, in order for Rabbi Yossi, right? What do you know that from? Just because there's zom on the tficha, we're going to undo the edus about the gneva? Why? Why? Just who made up that rule? Right? Therefore, it can't be, that doesn't make any sense. Right? Therefore, it can't be one pair of Edom. If it's one pair of Edom, why should that be? It can't be one pair of Edom. Right? You following? Or am I not making sense? Moshe, you got it? Ella, it must be, lav, b'shtei eduyos, when Rabbi Yossi said two eduyos, you know what he meant eduz achas, he meant one pair, but it's ke'ein shtei eduyos. But it's like two testimonies. What does that mean? Umay ninu, what is that? Kat achas, it's one kat, b'ze achar ze, consecutively. In other words, they came one day, they came another day. Aval, the edus ach, what?
Same ones.
We'll explain it now. Aval, the edus achas, what Rav Yossi said, edus achas, I agree, ba'olim b'kazal ba'ol kula. What do you mean by that? It's bevas achas. Bevas achas, lo, the nalacha doesn't apply. Visav ruha, and in order for this to make sense, everybody holds visav ruha. The kuli alma. 1 second. So where are we up to over here? Right. So when Rabbi Yossi said, so now let's get back. The Tanakhama said that if two edim say testimony about a gneva, the same two edim testify about the tvicha. They're found to be zomim about the tficha. Tanakhama said the ganav pays kefel, and the edim zomim pay 3. Right? Rav Yossi said, when do I agree with that? When is that true? That's only true b'shtei eduyos, which we're now saying to say two sets of edim, two different pairs of edim. But avol be'edus achah. But if it's one pair of Edim, Edim Shabbat L'Maksasa Bat L'Kula. What did he mean by that? Now let's go back down to the bottom. What did he mean by that? Shtei eduyos, the eidos elalav, it must be, he meant, shtei eduyos is eidos achas, which is ke'en shtei eduyos. Umayni, what's that? Kat achas, one kat, b'zeh achar zeh. It testified about the gneva, then it testified about the tvicha, the zoom on the tvicha. So the ganav pays kefel, and they pay three. That makes sense. Aval, what does it mean, b'eidos achas? It means one kat, b'vas achas, at one time. Right? They gave testimony about the tvicha, about the gneva, and then toch k'dei dibur, they gave testimony about the tvicha. What's the halacha? Then they're found to be zomimim, they don't pay the kefel. The ganaf does not pay kefel. Lo, means the ganaf does not pay kefel. Right? Even though they were never found zomimim about the gneva. They were not found zomimim about the gneva. They were only found zomimim about the tvicha. No one said a word to that about the gneva. However, Rabbi Yossi says, the ganav doesn't pay kefil. Why? Why? Because, we're going to see right now why. Right? Does anyone get Rabbi Yossi shita? One pair of edim. They gave testimony, Reuven stole and Reuven shechted. Then two edim come and say, wait a minute, how could you give testimony about the shechting? You were with us somewhere else. Did the second pair of edim say one word about the gneva? No. Says Rabbi Yossi, the ganav does not pay kefil. Why not? Why not? Says the Gemara, Usav Ruha, and we hold, in order for this to make sense, we hold right now, the Kuli Alma, everybody holds, Toch Kidei Dibur, Kidibur Dami. Anything you say Toch Kidei Dibur, is as if you say Dibur. Umay La Abba Kabiflagi, what's the machlokas going on over here? The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, Tanakama holds, that Eid Zomain is Mikan La Abahu Nifsal. Only future-wise. V'kiva demahahi shaita kamitazmi. Since they're only zomamin right now on the tvicha, atvicha kamitazmi atilzim. They've only been undone regarding the tvicha. Agneva delo mitazmi lo itazim. Not on the gneva. Verbiosi savar no lorfehu nifsal. It's retroactive. V'kiva demiyad ki itadi hu demipasli. Since the minute they said testimony, it's been retroactively undone. Then ki tazmu la tvich, ki tazmu la neagneva. So toh kedibur, kedibur dami. What do you see? Rabbi Yossi holds like a bayah. Okay? Now, in order to... It's a very good raya. It took a long time to get there, but it's a good raya. The Gemara is going to say, no, it's not the machlokas. The machlokas is about toh kedibur. Amri no, e toh kedibur, kedibur dami. That's what they're arguing about. To argue at the din of Toch Kedei Dibur. The Kuliyam, everybody holds. L'mafreihu nifsal. Everybody holds like a bai over here. So how come the Chachamim hold that the Ganav pays Kefel? Why does he pay Kefel? If it goes to L'mafreya, Ella, Hacha, Bedin, the din of Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami Kamiflagi. They're arguing about that. They're Rabbanan and Savri, Toch Kedei Dibur, Lav Kedibur Dami. It's not Kedibur. Right? Therefore, it's two separate agencies. They gave testimony about the Gneva, then a minute later, not talking to Dibur, they gave testimony about the Tvicha. Right? Therefore, the Ganav has to pay Kefil on the Gneva. For Rabbi Yossi Tzavar, Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. And Rabbi Yossi holds no Toch Kedei Dibur. Okay? So by the way, we'll talk about 1 minute for Toch Kedei Dibur. What's the reason for Toch Kedei Dibur? What's the reason for such a concept? So the Tosfos says that let's say, listen to Tosfos, it's a wild pshat. Let's say I'm conducting a business transaction with you. And somebody walks in. The Gemara in Brachot says that if Hanosin Shalom Lachaveiro Ve'eno Machzir Nikra Gazlin. So I'm very busy, with a hot deal going on. And the Rav walks in and says, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? I don't respond. I'm like a gazlan. So I have to stop what I'm doing with you and respond to the Rav. So that time is considered still part of our transaction. Therefore, Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. That's Tosus's pshat right here in the Tosus of Ki, on Amud Beis. That's what he says. A lot of problems with that pshat because there's a lot of problems with that pshat.
Why is that example he gives?
What?
Why is that the Because the time of Tochen Dibur is the time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem to your Rebbe.
I understand it.
So that time is frozen. So when I say something, I can take it back, Tok Kedei Dibur, because that time is considered frozen. So if I'm davening and I say the wrong thing, Al V'Yav, or whatever, Tok Kedei Dibur, as if it didn't happen yet.
Right,
because my transaction can't be broken. You can't say, you have 1 second to say you're answering this deal, and then the Rav walks in, that 1 second is frozen. I'm allowed to respond to the Rav. So it's considered part of it, right. So therefore, I can retract, even though when I'm saying Al V'Yav, that reason makes no sense. Because only talking about a transaction, and I can stop because otherwise the Gemara calls me a goslin if I don't answer back the Rav, or anybody for that matter. Right? That's why the transaction stops. So since we say it there, we say it by Yalav Yavo as well. Right? You say the wrong thing, you say the wrong bracha, Tok Kedei Dibur, you could go back. Right? Tok Kedei Dibur doesn't count. Right? Fine. That's not the standard explanation. The Ran says the reason is because Tok Kedei Dibur, he says it's in Daraisa, and basically, the answer is, a person has not finished his thoughts. A person didn't finish his thoughts. When you skip Yalav Yavo, why do you skip Yalav Yavo? Because you're not thinking. If you think about it, you would never skip Yalav Yavo. Today's Yom Tov. Today's Rosh Chodesh. What's Pshat? Because everything's so rote. So you're not thinking about it. It's so common, you're not thinking about it. What if you really think about it? You didn't really mean to skip Yalav Yavo. It's still part of your thoughts. You only said, it was only a second later, a split second later, we let you go back. Says the Rav, that's why there are three times we don't allow Tov Kedei Dibur. Three times we don't allow it. By a get and Kedushin, you give a woman a ring. No, I'm taking it back now. You can't do that. Once you give her a ring, it's over. Your life is over. Once you give her a ring, it's over. Why? Because we don't allow Tov Kedei Dibur. Doesn't undo that. Doesn't undo a get either. You can't give her a get, a Tov Kedei Dibur, take it back. Avodah Zarah. You can't bow down to an idol and then Tov Kedei Dibur, take it back. You can't do that. And the third one is Megadev. You curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't talk deeper, take it back. You know why? Because these three are very serious business. You're gonna throw away your life to Avodah Zarah, you're gonna curse Hashem, you're gonna enter into a marriage or into a divorce. Those are very serious businesses. Nobody will do that without thinking about it beforehand. Nobody just jumps into an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, no, what does it mean talk deeper? Talk deeper is, you're not really thinking about things. You're busy, your mind's all, everyone's always preoccupied. Alright, give you another second because you're not really, when it comes to those three things, your mind is set. Your mind is made up. You're going to jump into that Avodah Zarah, but there's no Tov Kedei Dibur. Okay. 2 minutes to get to the bottom of the Amud. Now, it happens to be that. We'll stop at the two dots, because the Gemara after that All right. Says the Gemara, for Rabbi Yossi Savar, Tov Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami? Does Rabbi Yossi really hold like that? The Tov Kedei Dibur, you can take it back? For Savar Rabbi Yossi, Tov Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami? But none. Harezut Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlomim. A guy has an animal, and he says, I'm making this carbon into Tumuras Ola, into Tumuras Shlomim. What do you mean by that? You can't have an animal that's two carbonos in one animal. You can't have an animal that's also an Ola and also a Shlomim. There's no such animal. So someone says such a crazy lashon, Harezu Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlomim. Harezu Tumuras Ola, Divur Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, we take the first thing you said, and it becomes an Ola. Rav Yossi Amar, no. Im lekach nischavin. If that's what you wanted, you can't say two things at one time. If you could say two things at one time, then you would have said, I want it to be an Ola Shlomim. But you have to say one word before the other. Only Hashem could do that. We can't do that. Therefore, you really wanted it to be both. You know what? Tavar of Kayamin, we're going to make it into both. How can it be both? So Rashi says, you have to wait for it to get a mum, because you can't do anything. You can't bring it into carbon, because it has all different rules. But yeah, you can have such a thing, an animal with two carbonos in it. Now, v'yamamar, but if the guy said, Tumuras Ola, I'm making it into an Ola, v'nimlach, and he changed his mind, v'amar, and he said, Tumuras Shlomim, I'm making it into a Shlomim, harei said, Tumuras Ola. You can't change your mind. V'avinan ba, nimlach pshita, isn't it obvious you can't change your mind? V'amar of papa, no, nimlach tok kedei dibur kaminan. No, he changed his mind, tok kedei dibur. And what did Rabbi Yossi say? You can't change your mind. Even tok kedei dibur, you can't change your mind. What do you see? Tok kedei dibur, there's no such thing. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from it. Amri, no. Trey Tok Kedei Dibur. There's two Tok Kedei Dibur Tava. Chad Kedei She'ilas Talmud L'Rav. One is when the Talmud talks to the Rav. That's very long. The Chad Kedei She'ilas Rav L'Talmud. And the other one is when the Rav talks to the Talmud. Ki Les Le L'Rav Yossi Kedei She'ilas Talmud L'Rav. When does Rabbi Yossi not hold of it? Kedei She'ilas Talmud L'Rav. Shalom Alecha Rabbi Yomori Dinafish. It's very long.
Kidei Sheilas HaRav LaTalmud, but the Rav's talking to the Talmud, Shalom Alecha, that's only two words, very short. It's like Daddy does hold from. So in our case, he holds from talking to Dibur, the short talk to the Dibur. He doesn't hold from the long talk to the Dibur. Okay, I'm sorry, we have to stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Thank you.